This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, June the 6th. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's World Caring Day, a day devoted to recognizing something that quietly shapes every one of us, every family, every community, and truly every single life, and that is care. It's the care we give to our aging parents, to our partners, to our children, our friends, our neighbors, and sometimes even to strangers we may never meet. Whenever I think about what it truly means to be a caregiver, my mind immediately goes to my mother, Pola. My mom had this magnificent, special gift. Whatever she touched just seemed to thrive. It didn't matter if it was her indoor plants, the goldfish, her lifelong friends, or of course our family. She possessed this incredible warmth, a fierce determination, resilience, and a deep instinct to nurture life. I remember when my father became seriously ill. The doctor sat us down and told us he had only a few months to live. But if you knew my mom, you knew that she'd refuse to give up. She brought my dad home. She cooked for him. She helped him bathe. She comforted him. And she stood beside him every single day. But looking back, I think the greatest medicine she gave my dad wasn't something from a pharmacy. It was hope. What the doctors predicted would be 2 short months became 10 beautiful years. And during those 10 years, I got a front row seat to see what caregiving really looks like. It requires stamina. It requires immense courage, a lot of organization, and definitely a mountain of patience. Above all, it requires a unique kind of strength, emotional, mental, and physical. Years later, when my own husband Sam became ill and was hospitalized, I found myself drawing on many of the lessons my mother had taught me. I stood beside Sam, cared for him the best I could, and walked that difficult road with him as his caregiver until he passed. And like so many caregivers listening today, I learned that love gives us strength when we sometimes don't even know we have it. But my mother also understood something that so many dedicated caregivers forget. To remain strong enough to care for others, you must care for yourself. Long before the modern world started talking about wellness and burnout, my mother already understood that self-care wasn't a luxury. It was a necessity for survival. You see, my mother was a prisoner of war in Auschwitz, and I believe I've shared that here before. She told me that every single morning, whether it was the dead of winter or the heat of summer, before the daily headcount, she forced herself to go to the water pump and wash herself. She believed with everything in her that staying clean protected her from typhus. Yes, but more importantly, it helped her preserve her health and her dignity. Eventually, she was assigned to work in the soldiers' cafeteria. And because she'd looked after her own strength, she was able to secretly smuggle food out and share it with the women in her barrack. There is such a powerful, timeless lesson inside my mom's story. By preserving herself, she survived. And because she survived, she was able to help others survive. Today, we have all these scientific studies about caregiving and stress. We know that prolonged stress can weaken our immune systems, disrupt our sleep, and wear our hearts down. Burnout isn't just in our head. It lives in our body. So I think it's time we stop glorifying exhaustion. We need to start recognizing that protecting our own health, our own spirit, and our own resilience is actually a vital part of caregiving itself. Taking care of ourself isn't selfish. It's part of staying strong enough to care for the people we love. My mom just knew that instinctively. Even during the 10 years of caring for my dad, she kept her routines. Every Friday, without fail, she went to the hairdresser. Thursdays were for grocery shopping. She kept the household organized, created a hopeful, predictable rhythm for my father and for our entire family. And every Tuesday, like clockwork, my parents would be waiting at the door for me by noon so I could take them out for lunch, both of them smiling, both of them dressed up and ready to enjoy the day. Of course, it wasn't all sunshine. There were emergencies, there were ambulances, hospital visits in the middle of the night, fear, and so very much uncertainty. But my mother would deal with whatever needed to be done in the moment, and then she would press forward with strength and hope. And I truly believe that the love and care my father received became the very medicine that sustained him. Sometimes we look at caregiving as a heavy burden, something exhausting and overwhelming. And it can be, but studies show that there's another side to that coin. Helping others actually benefits the caregiver too. Acts of kindness reduce our stress, give us deeper sense of purpose, and improve our emotional well-being. Caring helps everyone involved. The beautiful thing is, care doesn't have to cost a fortune, and it doesn't require dramatic sacrifices. Sometimes care is beautifully small. It's just a quick phone call to say I'm thinking of you, a text message, picking up a few groceries, sitting quietly and texting to someone cry, driving a neighbor to an appointment, sharing a warm meal, or simply speaking kindly to someone who feels invisible. A single drop of water might seem very insignificant, but we all know that if we let it continue to drop, in a matter of minutes, we have a full pail. Communities work exactly the same way. Small acts of kindness multiplied across families and neighborhoods create a safety net strong enough to catch people in our neighborhoods when they fall. Years ago, before government supports existed, people depended heavily on one another. Families, neighbors, and community groups stepped in because they had to. Today, we're blessed to have more formal supports in place, but we still see so much loneliness, caregiver burnout, and vulnerable people struggling. It's a gentle reminder that no system can ever replace our human compassion. And perhaps that's what World Care Day is truly about. Not just celebrating grand heroism, but recognizing the everyday responsibility we have to lift each other up. Care begins with each and every one of us, with the individual, but its impact is collective. Every single one of us, including your From a Woman's Perspective team, has unique talents, knowledge, and life experience that we can use to help one another. And if you're listening right now and you have questions, or if you just need a little help building a better life, please know that we are here for you. We have a wonderful caring lineup for you this hour. We'll get some fantastic health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, and Christine the Health Coach. We'll talk about the importance of hearing well with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and learn about getting essential dental care right at home from Suzanne Selga of Denture Ready. We'll also look at what matchmaking looks like in 2026 with Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, talk real estate north of Toronto with Melanie Martin, and discuss finding safe forever homes with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And of course, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. But after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started and we'll learn how to best invest for our financial well-being with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. And at the very end of the show, I'll be sharing more stories of caring and talking about how each and every one of us can contribute in our own way today and every day. So please stay with us and get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour, right here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financials here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday. It's interesting the conversations I'm having with a number of my clients recently, where they're talking about RIF income withdrawal strategies. And so what do I mean by that? So minimizing the tax burden on your RIF withdrawals requires strategic planning to smooth your taxable income, avoid costly clawbacks, and take advantage of income splitting, or pension splitting, I should say. Further, the minimum RIF and LIF payment rules escalating as you get older, it's entirely possible that your retirement savings may not last as long as you do. So managing your RIF payments to strategically address lifetime taxes and income needs requires some thoughtful conversation with your financial planning. Here are some considerations. Optimize your tax bracket. Income smoothing. Rather than only taking the government-mandated minimums in your late 70s and 80s, consider strategically drawing down your RIF earlier in retirement. The strategy is as follows. Withdraw amounts that keep your taxable income steady and within the lowest possible tax bracket. This prevents you from being pushed into a much higher punitive tax bracket in later years or triggering severe old age security clawbacks. Review projected income strategies to test these different withdrawal scenarios. 2, take advantage of pension splitting. Once you reach age 65, RIF income qualifies as eligible pension income. The strategy is you and your spouse or common law partner can elect to report up to 50% of your RIF withdrawals on your lower income partner's tax return. This significantly reduces your combined family tax liability and may play into a more aggressive withdrawal of those RIFs so that you can fund non-registered savings later in life. Make sure you claim the pension income tax credit. If you are 65 or older, you can claim the federal pension income tax credit on the first $2,000 of eligible pension income, which translates into a direct tax savings. If you do not strictly need RIF income at age 65, it can be highly beneficial to convert a portion of your RSP to a RIF simply to withdraw $2,000 annually and claim this credit. You might direct excess cash to a tax-free savings account. If your mandatory RIF withdrawal exceeds the income you need for daily living, do not leave the excess cash sitting in a taxable savings or non-registered account. Instead, contribute the excess after-tax funds directly to a tax-free savings account. This, of course, assumes that you have contribution room. Your funds will continue to grow tax-free, and future withdrawals from this tax-free savings account will be completely tax-free without affecting your government benefits. You could base your withdrawals on a younger spouse. If your spouse or common law partner is younger than you, you can choose to base your minimum RIF withdrawal percentages on their age. This effectively lowers your mandatory minimum withdrawal percentages, allowing your investments to enjoy tax-deferred growth for a longer period. And finally, withholding tax rules. There is no tax withheld when you withdraw the minimum annual amount required from your RIF. That doesn't mean that you don't owe tax, but it just means that you don't have to have tax remitted at source for each dollar that you take out. You can play with this minimum tax amount to maybe smooth out your tax rate, do some income splitting, and really make your retirement savings last much longer than what you would otherwise experience. Here's the facts. The mandatory withdrawal percentages are as follows for age 80, 85, and 90. 6.82% at 80 years old, 8.51% at 85 years old, and 11.92% at 90 years old. With so many of us projected to live long lives, and with the bulk of your savings perhaps in RIFs and life income funds, it may make sense to smooth out those withdrawals so your money will last for your entire life. Thank you.
You always give us such great information, and we don't know what we don't know. Anyone listening who's interested in having their money work for them because they've worked hard for it and they just don't want to give it away so easily, give Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial a call and get a second opinion or get his ideas on investing for your retirement. 416-708 6229 or email ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca. Thank you very much, Kevin. We'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. To everyone, have a fantastic weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great, meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here with her tip of the week. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we're going to talk a little bit about supplements today. And it's easy to assume that if a supplement is good for you, that more is better. But that's how many people end up with a long list of capsules and powders and protocols, often taken with the intention of improving energy and supporting hormones or optimizing health. But more isn't always better. So there comes a point when supplementation stops being supportive and actually starts becoming disruptive. And supplements are often seen as natural, which can make them feel inherently safe. But many supplements actually are biologically active, and they influence the pathways in our body, and they can affect signaling and even alter how our systems function. That means that they need to be used with the same level of intention, really, as any therapeutic intervention, and even including things like medication. So when multiple supplements are layered together without a clear strategy, the body can actually receive conflicting or even excessive signals. So what happens is instead of supporting balance, this actually can create more noise in the system. So certain supplements are designed to influence a number of pathways, for example, supporting our adrenal function, enhancing detoxification, even influencing inflammation. And on their own and used appropriately, these can be helpful. But when multiple supplements are taken together, sometimes I see increased anxiety or restlessness in my patients, digestive changes, or sometimes feeling off without a clear reason. And it's really important to understand that you can't really out-supplement your health. So this is often most important. It's really an important piece because supplements are meant to support the body. They can't replace the foundations, things like nutrition and sleep and stress, and even movement, for example. So really, we want to look at a more effective approach to supplements. So we want to be clear on what we're using targeted supplementation rather than broadly stacking them, and we want to monitor how our body responds and really adjusting them over time. And really, with the help of a naturopathic doctor, it can be very useful. They can be very useful if used strategically. So taking too many or the wrong combinations can create confusion in the body and can interfere with nutritional balance. So like I said, more isn't always better, but certainly with the help of a naturopathic doctor, we can certainly help design a more customized, a personal treatment plan for people. So if people have any questions or they want to book an appointment, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Time to take care of yourself. Rethink your supplements. Don't just take more and more, because more isn't always better. And give Dr. Betty a call to discuss this. Her number, 905-707-2001. 205-222-0001. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to give us good advice about how to care for ourselves and our ears, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto is here. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, this week includes World Caring Day, and it's got me thinking about the people in our lives who quietly take care of others every single day. And it's not always in big, dramatic ways. Sometimes it's just caring looks like repeating a sentence for the third time without showing any sort of frustration. Sometimes it's slowing down a conversation so someone can keep up. Sometimes it's the husband filling in a missed word at dinner, or the wife turning up the television one more notch, or the daughter making sure her father still feels included at family gatherings, even when he's struggling to follow along. And the truth is, many of these people don't even think of themselves as caregivers. They simply love someone enough to keep trying. And I see this every week in my clinic. Many people think hearing loss only affects the person who can't hear properly, but that's rarely the case. Over time, communication becomes harder for everyone around them. Conversations become work, social outings become tiring. People begin withdrawing, not because they want to be alone, but because constantly trying to keep up becomes exhausting. And often sitting quietly beside them is someone carrying that emotional weight too. It could be a spouse, a child, a close friend, someone who's trying their best to help without making their loved one feel embarrassed. That kind of caring deserves recognition. You know, one of the most rewarding parts of what we do at Hearing Aid Source isn't simply helping someone hear better. It's watching relationships breathe again. We see couples laughing together more naturally, families reconnecting at busy restaurants. Grandparents are once again following conversations with confidence instead of smiling politely and pretending that they understood. Because hearing is never just about sound. It's about participation. It's about connection. It's about feeling present in the moments that matter most. And to all the caring people listening today, the patient spouses, the supportive children, the thoughtful friends, thank you. Sometimes the greatest form of caring is simply making sure someone feels included in the conversation.
And you do that, Edmund, at your Hearing Aid Source centers. If someone wants to talk to you about the hearing aids they have, or they want a hearing test or whatever it is to hear their best, what do you recommend?
The best way is to start a conversation by making that first phone call. The number is 416-754-4327. Book an appointment. Let's sit down and have a conversation.
416-754-4327. It won't cost you anything but a little time, but at the end, you'll know exactly what's best to do for your ears or your loved one's ears. Thank you, Edmund.
Pleasure.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to approach it? Well, there is a solution. It's called matchmaking in 2026 with your own Cupid on your team. Here, it's Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So sometimes part of my job is reaching out to people that are maybe struggling and they don't even know they're struggling. Maybe they just think that they're not having much success in the dating realm. With a really nice gentleman, really successful, had success really in all parts of his life, except dating was a bit of a struggle for him. And I was getting quite a bit of feedback back. So this is kind of how he went on a date. He'd go into the restaurant, he'd sit down, he'd take his phone out of his pocket and he'd plunk it on the table beside him. And during the entire course of the date, as the phone binged and dinged and lit up, he would transfer his attention over to the phone. At one point, he even picked it up and said, "Excuse me for a minute, I have to take this call. I hope you don't mind." And then during the rest of the date, he interrogated the lady he was on the date with, which I thought was very interesting, because the reason you come to a matchmaker is we've already interrogated them for you. We know, you know, if they want to have children, when they want to have children. We know about their past relationships. We know what they're looking for in a partner. So your job, I always have to remind people, is to have fun and be fun, because we've already done the screening for you. And it's so important in this day and age. I mean, we all have our lives on our phone, our banking, our photographs, our way of communicating with people. Everything we do is on our phones these days, and we forget that they're not part of us. You need to put them away, put them in your pocket. Don't take them out of the car. Leave them in the car. You don't need them for anything. Be intentional. Sit with someone and give them your time. Give them your attention. When you're always looking at your phone, and it's almost impossible not to look at it if it's sitting on the table beside you. So, so, so important. It's a bit of dating etiquette that people forget all the time. We're so used to having these phones attached to us, and we're so used to doing our own screening, and that's not what you come to a matchmaker for. You come to a matchmaker to have them do all that work for you. So we had a conversation about it, and to his credit, he was very thoughtful, and he took my words with consideration. He hadn't even realized he'd been doing it. He just was so out of practice at dating, he just needed to be reminded.
Well, that's what having Cupid on your team does. It gives you a coach, someone who will help you through so that you can actually concentrate on getting to know your date. If you're interested in finding more about matchmaking and meeting the right person, then take this number down, 1-877-334-9041. That's Misty River Introductions, 1-877-334-9041. Linda, thank you for that coaching advice, and I look forward to learning and hearing a happy story from you next week.
Thank you so much.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
You have dropped your dentures. Oh no, it's Sunday. You've got dinner tonight. What to do? Well, before I didn't have an answer for you, but now anything to do with dental care, Denture Ready is there. It's a mobile dental clinic. Denturist Suzanne Salga has started it, and anyone can actually benefit from dental care at home, regardless of what happens. So we have Suzanne here, and I believe she has a happy story. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today's happy story is my recent meeting with a lovely gentleman, Gary, and who told me my dentures are fine and they still go in and out every day. He was accepting of me and having me look and assess his dentures. But when we chatted, he mentioned that he only chewed on the one side and he had stopped eating apples and steak because they were just too difficult. Well, when I did assess his dentures, I noticed they were chipped as well. He was using more adhesive, he said, than he used to. And every now and then, his dentures would shift when he laughed. So like many people, he assumed that these changes were simply part of getting older. And after a denture assessment and a few adjustments, everything changed. He was eating more comfortably, speaking with confidence, and smiling without worrying about his dentures moving. Gary lit up when, with this expression that I haven't seen, the joy and the relief that came over him when I was with him, that really made the day. Knowing that my mobile denture services helped him was everything. This week, he called me after a few days of our appointment. And he said that his grandson's family engagement party went beautifully and his dentures felt like his own teeth. The lesson here is simple. Just because dentures still go in and out doesn't always mean they're fitting the way that they should. And sometimes those small changes happen so gradually that we don't even notice them. And if you're chewing on one side, avoiding certain foods like Gary, experiencing sore spots, maybe you notice something sharp on the edge of your denture, all of this is so important. And then if you're using more adhesive than before, or they move when you talk or laugh, your smile may simply just be asking for a little attention. And often a small adjustment can make such a big difference in comfort and confidence and really just the quality of your life. My name's Suzanne Salga. I'm here to give you honest advice so that you can make an informed decision. I follow the Ontario Fee Guidelines and accept all major insurance like the CDCP. and I do direct billing from my office as well. You don't even need a referral. And I want to extend my complimentary Reline to the first three callers today. That's exciting. Connecting with an experienced professional is the first step towards a snug, fitting, and functional smile. So reach out today by giving me a call. My phone number is 647-204-4478. And have a look at my website and learn more. My website is dentureready.com.
Suzanne, I really like what you said when you say dentures can feel like your own teeth, because I've seen people and their teeth are jiggling in their mouth, but I just thought that was what it is when people wear dentures. So I'm guilty of the assumption. Thank you for clarifying that, and thank you for caring enough to look after patients one at a time by going to their home. Suzanne Salga, denturist, with a heart and with knowledge and experience, Denture Ready. And the number, I guess, for a complimentary Reline, if you'd like, at 647-204-4478. That's 647-204-4478. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. Look forward to the next week.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across Southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
For the past few weeks, we've been talking about the six pillars of women's brain health. And we've done three, and today is number four. Dr. Vivian Brown is here. She's a women's health expert, an award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. So good morning, Dr. Brown, and what's pillar four?
Well, good morning, Marilyn, and it's so much fun and so interesting to talk about brain health, particularly for women. So we've talked about socialization, being out with other people. We've talked about mental stimulation, how learning something new is good for your brain. It exercises your brain. We've talked about how important sleep is and the fact that there are some newer, safer medications on the market if you're having chronic insomnia and chronic problems with sleep. And today I want to talk about stress reduction. What we know is that chronic stress is not good for the brain. Chronic stress increases your cortisol levels, and higher cortisol levels increase your risk for obesity and affect brain health as well. So when we talk about stress reduction, what do we mean? Well, it could be something like meditation. It could be yoga or Pilates. It could be going for a walk with a friend. It could be playing a sport. But the bottom line is you need to know what is going to reduce the stress for you, because chronic, unrelenting stress increases your risk of dementia. For a lot of us, it's learning when to say yes and when to say no. Because if we take on too much, if we keep saying yes to everything, our stress level can go up significantly. And when we learn to say no to something, what we actually are doing is saying yes to something else. So if I say no to taking on another responsibility, I'm really saying yes to having more time to exercise or more time with my family or more time for something else. So stress reduction is learning how to set those boundaries for yourself, learning what's going to work for you to help you relax, and learning how to say no.
Four pillars so far, two more to go. But if you're interested in taking charge of your health, remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and ask for it at your local bookstore, look for it on Amazon, or if you prefer, log on to drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a signed copy, you're welcome to order it through me. Just call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I'm looking forward to the fifth pillar next Saturday. We all want to have healthy brains, and you say it so clearly and concisely that anyone can follow you. Have a great week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
If you're wishing and hoping that you could put your toes in water and have a waterfront property and think it's out of your reach, well, North Country real estate specialist Melanie Martin can disprove that myth. There are properties north of Toronto that are super deals, and she's here with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, and I'd love to give you guys the best deal that I can find. I look all week for what I think is the best value. And right now, I do have waterfront property myself, so I'm looking out onto Ore Lake, and I love this area. But there's another area that I really love as well, and that's just north of Orillia in the Washego area, and I'll tell you a little bit about what's in that area after I tell you what this deal is. Now, if you want waterfront, you might as well have something that's not squished in like 40 feet. How about this one that has 165 feet? On the Severn River. And the good thing about being on the Severn River is you get access to the Trent Severn water system. So you can take your boat right on through and just go for hours and hours or days. Anyways, this property, as I said, has a nice waterfront situation with sunsets. So let me tell you now about the home itself. It's actually been all redone. It's only about 1,000 and a bit square feet, but that incorporates three bedrooms. A full washroom. You know, everything is updated inside. You really just have to move in. It's cute. It's cozy. Your taxes are very inexpensive at only $2,286. That's $2,286 a year. The actual lot front and depth is 202 by 122, with, as I said, that 165 part of that is on the river. Now, what I like about this property as well is that it's got an actual little workshop, and I believe it has a hydro attached to that, too. It may even be insulated. I have to look that up. But it has a bunkie as well, so you've got some extra space, perhaps, for some company to come and visit. You've got the water. You've got the home you can just move into. Now let me get to the big thing here. The big thing I think is great is the price. It's only $795,000. Now, what do you think of that, Marilyn?
I think you left a one off the front of it. Wasn't it $1,795,000?
No, actually, it's only $795,000. And you even have an outdoor, it looks like an outdoor gas fireplace. So you can have a really nice setting. It's got a beautiful dock situation at the water for sitting with your friends, having a barbecue, having a fire on a Saturday night. This is just good value.
Is this a year-round property?
Yes, actually, I should have mentioned that. It does not have a basement, but this is a year-round home. And actually, in this area, you're very close to the little burg of Washego, a little village, I guess I'd call it. But I love Washego because it has a few restaurants. It's got a grocery store. It's got a lovely little, I think it's called a little coffee shop called, is it the Canoe Coffee Shop. Anyway, I've been there many, many times, and it's a nice environment. People seem to help each other. There's never, actually, there's two hardware stores there as well. I can give more details if someone wants to give me a call.
So how do we reach you?
Call me at 1-705-725-6439.
Melanie Martin, North Country Real Estate Specialist, 705-725-6439. You can have a waterfront property for $795,000, and it's a year-round property with 165 frontage on Severn River. You can't go wrong when you deal with someone who does her research and finds wonderful deals for each and every one of us. 705-725-6439. Thanks, Melanie.
You're welcome, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And on this World Caring Day, it reminds me of a client of mine called Maria and her metamorphosis. She came to me with disheveled hair, no makeup, a loose baggy dress floating over a body shape I couldn't even detect. She said, "Marilyn, I came to you many years ago before my husband got sick. Back then, I had a life. I worked as a receptionist in a medical clinic. We went out for dinners and date nights on Saturday evenings, and everything was fine. Then Jerry, my husband, was diagnosed with a serious illness. He went downhill quickly, and he was hospitalized. I quit my job to be by his side, and when he finally got sent home, I became his caregiver and his everything." Maria continued, "I did it all. I prepared meals, cleaned the whole house, organized medical appointments, and my whole life centered around Jerry and keeping him comfortable. It's been 6 years, and as you can see, I really haven't had time to even look in a mirror or pay attention to myself. Sadly, my Jerry passed away over a year ago, and I'm finally at the point where I want and need to rebuild my own life. Before I can apply for a job, I realize I need to pull my own look together. I have a hairdresser appointment when I leave here, and since my wardrobe is basically loose, easy dresses and my old business clothes no longer fit me, I'm here for your help. Will you be my wardrobe doctor?" Of course, I said yes. I explained to Maria that I really had no idea of what size to begin with and that I needed to learn a little more about her to find clothes that would truly work for her now. Maria explained that she used to wear a perfect size 8, but after years of stress and caregiving, she was now about 30 pounds heavier, and she guessed that a large or probably an extra large would work. Then I asked Maria about her favorite colors. She paused for a moment and softly said, "I used to feel fabulous wearing reds and blues, and they made my eyes look pretty and my skin glow." She looked back at me with those big brown eyes, and immediately I understood why those colors drew her. And they were vibrant colors and hopeful, and they would look beautiful with her coloring. As we chatted over coffee, Marie admitted that she hadn't been to the dentist or a doctor in years, but now those things were finally on her to-do list. She was beginning to pull herself together again, and step one was getting clothes that made her feel comfortable enough to attend those appointments, reconnect with people, and start rebuilding her life. So I handed Maria a basic black pant and matching tank top in a size 12, and they were snug. So we moved up to a 14. I explained to Maria that it's often better to begin with a smaller size when you're trying clothes on and then move up as necessary, rather than start too large and then you really never know what size really fits you. Since she had spent so many years focusing entirely on someone else, Maria was simply out of practice dressing herself. When she tried the size 14 on, it fit her perfectly, and suddenly we had found a foundation from which to work. I added a little black denim jacket with attitude, and then we began to play with color and texture. And together we built an 8-piece wardrobe that could create at least 24 different combinations by layering and mixing and matching the clothing, and it would be for all occasions and all temperatures. I added a red and black short sleeve top and it instantly brightened her face. And then a blue blouse brought warmth to her eyes. And a patterned scarf added personality and movement. And piece by piece, Maria slowly began to reappear. She smiled. She breathed calmly. And somewhere between the fittings, the laughter and the mirror reflections, something remarkable happened. Maria stopped looking like a caregiver who'd lost herself and started looking like the woman I remembered. She was a woman rediscovering who she still was. As I watched her smile at her reflection, my mother's words came back to me once again. "Don't make a mess of yourself," my mom had said. My mother wasn't talking about fashion. She meant that no matter what life asks of us, no matter who we care for or how much we give, we must not lose ourselves in the process. Maria had spent years caring for someone she loved. In doing so, she had slowly disappeared. But now she was pulling herself together again and preparing to step into her future. And for those listeners who enjoy happy endings, you're going to be so happy because Maria returned to see me about a month later. And this time, she arrived smiling. She looked great. Her hair had been styled. She'd invested in some lipstick and blush. And she told me that she'd connected with friends that she hadn't seen in years. Dinner invitations had been accepted. Theater outings were planned. She was getting out, meeting people, and looking forward to new experiences and a full life. Maria was moving forward, reconnecting with life and feeling optimistic again. And because she had a wardrobe that worked for her, getting dressed was no longer an obstacle, but simply part of enjoying her life. If Maria's story resonates with you, you may enjoy my book, Marilyn West and the Wardrobe Doctor, more than just fashion. It's a collection of stories about people, life transitions, and finding ourselves again. For your own signed copy, you can order it just by calling me at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. And when you call me, we have an opportunity to chat. And perhaps you'll want me to be your wardrobe doctor too, and I'll gladly advise you. In a moment, I'll return as your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach.
Good morning, Christine. Good morning, Marilyn. Improving memory, exercise. Physical fitness and mental fitness go together. People who engage in regular aerobic exercise, meaning any exercise that speeds up your heart rate and breathing, tend to have better mental function than those who don't exercise, and they experience less of a decline in memory over time. Exercise appears to help memory in numerous ways, enhancing the ability of the brain to adapt and compensate for age-related decline. For example, physical fitness seems to slow the normal age-related shrinkage of the brain. Studies have found that physically active older adults have greater brain volume overall and a lower incidence of white matter disease than those who are left less fit. While matter disease is an umbrella term for damage to your brain's white matter caused by reduced blood flow to the tissue, it can cause issues with memory, balance, and mobility. So for more information on how to get started on an exercise program that is designed for you, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter for fitness tips each week.
Well, Christine, you've been my health coach for many, many years, and I thank you for that. Anyone listening, give Christine a call, have a conversation, and then find out if exercise is something that works for you. I'm sure it will, but give her a call at 416-809-4084. And then you'll not only improve your memory, I think you'll improve the quality of your life. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here, and he's got a happy story. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I do have a happy story about one of our clients named Madeline. She reached out to us because her existing shower was becoming difficult and unsafe to use. Like many people we work with, she wanted to stay independent in her home and be proactive before a fall or injury happened. Our plan was to remove the old shower and create a beautiful barrier-free shower that would be safer, easier to access, and ready for the future. But once we opened up the walls and floor, we discovered something unexpected. The main structural floor joists underneath the shower had been cut out years ago during a previous renovation. They were no longer properly supporting the floor, and over time, that could have caused major problems, not only for the new shower, but for the structure of the home itself. Now, some contractors might simply patch over it, install the shower, and move on. The homeowner may never even know there was an issue hiding underneath. That's not how we operate. We immediately brought Madeline into the conversation, showed her exactly what we found, explained the risks, and outlined the proper solution. Together, we made the decision to repair the structure correctly before moving forward. Did it take a little longer? Yeah. Did it cost more than simply covering it up? Absolutely. But now Madeline has peace of mind knowing her barrier-free shower is built on a solid foundation and will perform safely for years to come. At Greater Toronto Accessibility, we're not just renovating bathrooms. We're protecting homes, preventing future problems, and treating every project as if it was our own family's home. And Madeline complimented us at the end of the job. She was so thankful that we brought this to her attention, and we didn't just move on because it was quick and easy. This is the way we go about our business throughout the entire home, whatever project we're going to take on. And we're so happy that we can work for Madeline, and we'd like to work for you as well.
Well, Daniel, the fact is that I know that my team works with their heart, their mind, their experience. Yes, it is money involved because it's business, but the important part is that you do it once, you do it right, you care, and you deliver peace of mind. I hope that Madeline's new bathroom is on your website.
Absolutely. It's posted up there now. So if you go to www.greatertorontoaccessibility.com and you just go to our past projects, there's a little tab at the top of the page. You can see all of our before and after photos, and you'll see Madeline's job there as well.
Anyone listening who has any issue in their home and wants to prepare their home to be future ready, accessible, and safe with no if-onlys, then remember the name Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, and his number 647-206-6409. Daniel, thanks for that. But what about a show special for people who do want to renovate their bathrooms and want a plan?
So I have something called the Total Bathroom Check. I can come to your house, take a look at your bathroom, come up with solutions, and give you a price so you know how much it's going to cost. This also comes with a 2D design, so you know what the layout's going to be. It's usually $69.95. I want to give it away for the first three callers this week. So please call me directly at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Ask for your complimentary bathroom check and learn about accessibility from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. Thanks, Daniel. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Before our hour on World Caring Day ends, I'd like to share my mother Pola's wisdom with another story. At my father's funeral, as you can imagine, I was devastated. The grief and emotion were overwhelming. I was breaking down. I went there with no makeup, no lipstick, my hair disheveled, and my mother took one look at me, and with all the strength and resilience that had carried her through her darkest points in her life, she said to me, "Marilyn, don't make a mess of yourself." I'll never forget it. At the time, it may have sounded strict, but over the years, I realized it was one of the greatest pieces of advice she could ever have given me. It became a mantra for my life. Don't make a mess of yourself. What she meant was, pull yourself together. Look after yourself. Don't let life break your spirit or dismantle your dignity. Because if we allow ourselves to completely fall apart, we can't be there for anyone else. We have to keep ourselves intact. Keep ourselves healthy in mind, in body, and in spirit, so that we're ready to offer our care and kindness and support and real help when the people in our life need us and when the world needs us most. There is a beautiful quote by wonderful Maya Angelou that perfectly reflects this idea. She said, "I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back. And to throw something back into the world, by giving love, care, compassion, and our hope, we first have to keep ourselves strong enough to do it. So today, let's think about that, and let's make that a commitment. Let's promise ourselves that we will take care of ourselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually, so we don't lose ourselves in the process of caring for others. And then, let's make World Caring Day more than simply a date on the calendar. Let's make caring part of who we are every single day. Because kindness truly begins with the smallest things. Maybe today, caring could mean that we pick up our phone and call an old friend we haven't spoken to in months just to say, "Hey, how are you really doing?" And maybe it means that we notice the caregivers around us, the neighbor caring for a spouse, or the adult child supporting an aging parent, and offer them a cup of coffee, a helping hand, or just 1 hour to themselves so they can catch their breath. And perhaps caring also means moving beyond simply loosely saying, "Let me know if you need anything." Sometimes the kindest thing we can do is offer something specific and real. Instead of just saying, "Let me know if you need anything," maybe we can say, "I'm going to pick up some groceries. Would you like some? I can drive you to that appointment. I'll sit with your loved one for an hour." Or even, "I'm bringing dinner over tomorrow. What would you like?" Small, concrete acts of kindness can make all the difference to someone who is overwhelmed, exhausted, or quietly struggling. Maybe caring is simply offering a smile or a patient word to a stranger, a cashier, a server, or someone who may be quietly carrying a very heavy burden. We each have the power to restore dignity, hope, and comfort to one another. All we have to do is let them know that we see them. And perhaps true caring asks us to think even bigger. The earth is our home, and the people who share it with us are in many ways our human family. Caring doesn't have to stop at our own front door, our own neighborhood, or even in our own country. Sometimes caring means supporting a cause that feeds hungry children, helps refugees build their lives, funds medical research, protects vulnerable people, or brings comfort and hope to people we may never personally meet. Whether we volunteer our time, donate what we can, or simply become more aware of the struggles others face around the world, every act of compassion matters. Small acts, multiplied by millions of caring people, truly can help change the world. What we do does matter, and it will make a difference. And please know that your From a Woman's Perspective team of experts is always here for you. We're never out of reach. We truly are just a phone call or an email away. If you have questions about anything you heard today, or if you need guidance about your health, your home, your finances, or your future, remember that you always can find our contact information on my website and reach out to us. You can visit marylins.ca and simply click on the heading that says On Radio, and then you'll see the sponsor expert list. Or if you prefer, you're welcome to call me directly. You can reach me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. And I truly love to hear from you. And just before we go, it's important that we take a moment to express our gratitude and say proper thank you. Thank you to the service providers, healthcare workers, and of course, the caregivers who give so much of themselves every single day. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And thank you to you, our listeners, for spending this hour with us. And a very special thank you to those of you who go beyond simply listening and actually take action by showing appreciation, kindness, generosity, and care on World Caring Day and every day. Because when we say thank you, when we show kindness, and when we genuinely care for one another, we brighten the lives of others, strengthen the caregivers around us, and we do help to create a better world. And in the process, we nourish ourselves as well. Care truly uplifts everyone involved. And now it's really time for me to go. So let's each determine the way we can show our care and love today. Let's use that magnificent ability we all share, the ability to care. We all have that ability within us. All we have to do is use it. To be kind, to be caring, and to make a difference in the lives of others. And as you think about that, perhaps remember my mom's Pola's words, don't make a mess of yourself. Do take care of those you love and make sure you take care of yourself as well. And please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.